She gave me this as a token of her love. I exchanged only a few words with her, but her speech is etched forever in my mind, just as her name is carved in these trees. She said, "Before you go, for the courage you have shown, let me bestow on you this token. And you should know that it's you and you alone who've won my heart."
That doesn't sound at all like what she would have said. I doubt that you recall, I think you made it up instead. She may have shared your sorrow, she may have thought you brave. Perhaps you didn't listen to the reasons that she gave. Perhaps she wished to spur you, inspire you to honorable effect. But whatever, that's a token of love who was never spoken of, I suspect.
As I begin to remember it, she never did talk of love. Have I been a fool? Do you think she felt nothing for me?
As I just told you, she no doubt felt a great many things.
But she did not fall in love as I did.
It's difficult to say. Women's hearts are more complicated than our own. But if I were she, and I'd met you then, see how selfless you would seem compared to other men. I can well imagine that when you went away, I would dream about a day when we'd meet again. Firmly, I'd put all thoughts of love aside, cast off what longing I might feel, follow ambitions of the man who swore he'd be avenged somehow. And I well might wonder, would this love that you proclaim be forgotten just the same as that solemn vow? Sadly, I'd wish you as you were before, headstrong and purposeful and pure. Sickness, I'd call this love.
Right. This love I feel torments me like an illness. I'm filled day and night with dreams of all that may never be, while my father remains unavenged.
Then perhaps it is your Hana who must cure you.
How?
I will play your part. I will persuade you from your madness.
Impossible.
If you believe it will not work, then what's the harm? But I do not doubt that I could cure you. If you would but let me.
Yes, when you speak for her, I can almost believe it.
Gladly, I'd help you to be well again. Kindle that fire you felt before. Wash from your spirit every trace of me, till it is strong and free once more. Yes, I'd fight this love.
Take your challenge, young forester.
Tomorrow, then? In this same grove?
Tomorrow, good youth.
No. You must call me Hana.
Until tomorrow, then. My Hana.